Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Get up, stand up and fight.
Well, good afternoon, and praise God from whom all our blessings flow. I pray that you had a joyful, productive, and amazingly blessed weekend. Today is Monday, February the 1st, 2016, and I'd just love to give a shout out to everyone out there that's having a birthday in the month of February, that, as we call it, the love month. So happy birthday to everyone out there. At this time, I would just like to introduce myself. I am Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffith. I am your co-host, together with my anointed and amazing husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, the host for our dynamic radio broadcast, Come Together for a Change. Yes, you have tuned into our Blog Talk radio program entitled Come Together for a Change. It is sponsored by our God-ordained and appointed ministries, which are Men in Search of Change and HWG Outreach Center for Change International. Now, our program is geared towards helping you to make the necessary changes you need to accomplish your goals and God-given destiny through the change process. Now, in order to be victorious in all that you do for God, just know that God sits high. He does look low, and he will take care of those who are obedient to his holy word. Just trust God. If he said it, he will do it. Praise God. Now, Coming Together for Change, it does air every Monday afternoon from 3:30 to 4 Pacific Standard Time. You may listen to our broadcast wherever you are via your telephone during the hours of 3:30 to 4 every Monday by simply dialing 646-200-0578 during this time frame. Or you can log into on your laptop or your desktop, log into www.blogtalkradio.com/come-together-for-change. And at that time, you will be able to listen to the program. Now, after that time, if you have missed any of our broadcasts, you will be able to hear all of our broadcasts by going to our website at www.meninsearchchange.com. You'll be able to click on the page entitled Come Together for Change, scroll down to the bottom of the page, and click on any date you wish to hear. Or you could simply go to your Facebook under Elder Hudson Griffith or under Hudson Griffith or myself, Shalia Griffith. That's spelled S-H-E-L-E-A. Now, at this time, I just want to give you a little inspiration. Did you know that favor is looking for you? God is not waiting to bless. God is not waiting to bless you. He has already blessed you. There is favor with your name on it, healing with your name on it, health, promotion, finances with your name on it, joy. It already belongs to you. When you start believing that it is yours, then you will receive the good things God has in store just for you. Stir up your faith and take hold of what belongs to you. Remember, God is on your side, and he desires only good things for you. God's favor is opening up new doors of opportunity for you. So get ready to receive them all. Amen, amen. Our topic for today is check your heart. Check your heart. And our main scripture will be coming from 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter, the 1st through the 12th verse, and we're narrowing in on verse 7. 1 Samuel 16, 1 through 12. And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou moan for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil, and go. I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take an heifer with thee, and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do. And thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, comest thou peaceably? And he said, peaceably, I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves, and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons, and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass, when they were come, he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither has the Lord chosen this. Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by. And he said, neither has the Lord chosen this. Again Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord has not chosen these. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he cometh hither. And the 12th verse, and he said, and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, and withal of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. That is 1 Samuel 16 through 12. And again, your main topic will be coming from verse 7, which reads again, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him, for the Lord seeth not as men seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. I pray that you have those scriptures down. We will be reading other scriptures as well. That was our topic and our main verse. And at this time, I would like to give honor to and a great pleasure to introduce you to some and present to others our host for Come Together for Change radio broadcast, who is a man after God's own heart, a man who never moves without the unction of God speaking directly to his heart, a man full of wisdom, knowledge, and the anointing of a God. He is an ordained chaplain, an ordained minister of the gospel, a motivational speaker, a mentor, a professional leadership and personal development trainer, a certified and licensed counselor, and published author of his book, The Journey into a New Life as a Disciple of Jesus Christ. And just for a sidebar, if you haven't received this awesome and wonderful blessing, this book, you are truly missing a blessing from God. So give us a call at 702 454-5717, and we will ship this book out to you no later than the next day. And the best part of it, it's only $15. Now, at this time, I do present our host for Coming Together for Change, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith.
Thank you very much, Shalia. It's a wonderful privilege of mine to come your way another evening. It's wonderful to know that Jesus Christ is alive and he is in the healing business. It is wonderful to know that there's nothing impossible with God, because God is the God of the impossible. He is the God of the supernatural. He is the God that answers prayer regardless of the circumstances. It's either yet or nay, so God is always there for you. Well, as you have heard, we're going to be talking this evening on check your heart. Check your heart. Now, as you know, the heart is a central organ in a person's body that pumps blood throughout the body and keeps a regular beat. When this fails to happen, a person fails to live. But that's the physical heart. But it's also, the heart is also considered as the center of a person's innermost feelings, thoughts, emotions, disposition, nature, and personality. The personality is a sum total of the traits, attitudes, habits, and behaviors that distinguishes one person from another. Now, there are two things that distinguishes one person from another. One is the person's figure, the what you see of them as you look upon them. And the other one is what you know about them. Some people have a bad attitude. Some people have a wonderful attitude. Some people are positive. Others are negative. There are some people who have some bad traits, some bad dispositions, some emotional problems in their lives. And therefore, they are the factors that distinguishes one from another. But if we look at the physical part, so many people are dying today from heart attacks. So many people are dying today because they have not been eating the right foods, and they've been coming up with blood pressure. They've been coming up with things that have been affecting their heart, and as a result, there are lots of problems today with the heart. So many of us have to go to the doctor to check our heart. But I want you to check your heart, not the physical heart, but I want you to check that innermost part of you that control your thoughts, your emotions, your disposition, etc. Because, you see, as the text we read today said, God looketh at the heart. Man looketh at the outward appearance, but God looketh at the heart. All right? And it's important to know that when God is looking at the heart, what is he looking at? He's looking at your thoughts. He's looking at your mindset. He's looking at what are you dependent on. He's looking at the inner disposition. What are you thinking on? What is your mindset on? What is your mindset? All right? And he wants you to be able to check on your heart. All right? I'm going to look at another scripture here, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and verse 6.
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. And verse 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
Okay, we're here to trust in the Lord with all your heart, not with some of it, but with all your heart, because sometimes we are trusting in God, but we cannot see everything going the way we want it to. So God is saying to us, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Not with some, but with all thy heart. And as you trust in the Lord with all thy heart, you shall see him bring things to pass for you. But very often, it's like love. You say you love a person, but you don't love them with all your heart. And in Mark's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 27, Jesus was asked, what is the greatest commandment? And Jesus said unto them in Mark chapter 12, verse 29, Jesus answered and said, first of all, the commandment is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandments greater than these. Now you hear that? So we have to be able to understand how to love with our inner hearts. We need to understand how to love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength, because this is the first commandment that was given in the scriptures. So we have to learn to love. And in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23.
Chapter 4, verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
Okay. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the what? Are the issues of life. Now, there's so many issues in life that we have to face up to. Many times our hearts are burning us because there are things that we need. We are not able to get our supply of food as we should. We are not able to get a home to live in as we should. We are not able to get the things that life demands that we do have. So God is saying to us, look, don't worry about these things. Trust me. And because out of these things, the heart, the mouth speaketh from the abundance of the heart, one scripture says. So we have to come into an understanding of what is God speaking about when he says that we should sort of have an understanding of what the heart is. The heart is not, as I said, it's not only the physical part or the physical organ through which the blood flows, but it is considered as the center of a person's more innermost feelings, thoughts, emotions, etc. So we've come to a point where we have to explain to others, but what is it that God is demanding of us? Because if we could understand that, then we could understand how to flow with God. Because if we don't understand how to flow with God, we are going to miss what God is saying to us. And then there's another scripture in Romans chapter 12, verse 18. Romans chapter 12, verse 18.
Romans chapter 12, verse 18. The second. Okay, 12 and 18. 12 and 18 reads, if it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceable with all men.
Okay. Live peacefully with all men. And it says, if it be possible. But sometimes it's not always possible. But the word is saying, if it be possible, live at peace with all men. All right? And there's another scripture in Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55. I'll read it from verse 6 to verse, reading from verse 6 to verse 9. Isaiah chapter 55.
Just a second. I'm sorry. Can we come back to that? Oh, I haven't.
Okay. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6 says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So we see here that the word is saying, seek ye the Lord while he may be found, because his thoughts are not like ours, and his ways are not like ours.
Amen, amen.
And we therefore have to understand that there's a difference between the ways of God and our ways. That's why we need to check our heart. What is in your heart? What is controlling your heart? What are the thoughts in your mind? What are the thoughts that are making you come into confusion? What is the thoughts that's making you not understand how to flow with God? God wants you to understand that he loves you. And in Romans chapter 10, verse 10, it says,
with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Right. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Now the question is, are you righteous? Are you living righteous, or is your mind being confused and contaminated with things that are bringing not joy and peace, but is bringing a lot of starvation to your inner man? And God is saying to you, look, I love you. I want you to learn to understand that everything that is necessary for your purpose, I have given unto you.
Amen.
Now, we have to understand what then is the Christian, what then is the Christian to look after? What is the personality of the Christian? Because very often we see Christians and we think that the personality of the Christian should be one who goes to church and reads his Bible and does these things. But the personality comes out of the fruit of the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit is found in Galatians chapter 5. And it's love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, kindness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. Those are the nine parts of the fruit of the Spirit. And the first one is love. Okay, can you read that for me?
Love is St. John 13, and that's number 34 and number 35. And it reads as follows. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. And 35, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another.
So you see that love is the first part of the fruit of the Spirit that is necessary. And it is necessary because Jesus said so. The new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. So love is the first part of the fruit. And then there's joy, because we have to be joyful. We have to be able to show that there's peace and joy in our hearts. Psalm 16, verse 11.
Verse 11, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
Okay. He says, here the psalmist David is saying, he'll show me the path of joy, because at thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. There's pleasures as we think about God's goodness towards us. There's joy as we look forward to the things that God will give us daily. There's joy. So our hearts must be filled with love and joy. And now we read that the next one is peace. What does it say about peace?
Peace is found in Romans 12 and 18, and it reads as we read before, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceable with all men.
Okay. So we see that we are supposed to live peacefully. So the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and we must learn to live peacefully with all men, regardless of the circumstances we find ourselves in, regardless of the difficulties that we will have to encounter on our jobs, and regardless of the difficulties we may encounter even in our homes, regardless of the difficulties you may encounter at school. You have got to learn to live at peace with all men, because Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." In Psalm 119, verse 165, it says, "Great peace of them which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." So we see here that the third fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace. And now we look to the next one, which is patience. James chapter 1, verse 2 to verse 4.
Verse 2 to verse 4, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing."
All right. Let patience have a perfect way. Now, very often we are not able to demonstrate patience. We are impatient as we're going in the highway and somebody cuts in front of us, or somebody is driving slowly and it gets us angry to the point where we become impatient and we even would say some words to them which are not so pleasant. So we have got to understand that patience is important. Patience, let it have its perfect way, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. The trying of your faith, work of patience. Therefore, you cannot just react when people say things to you that are hurtful and that are unkind. No, you've got to learn to be patient. You've got to learn to demonstrate the gift of patience, which is one of the fruit of the Spirit. And also, let's look at the next one, gentleness. Gentleness is the fruit of the Spirit. Number 5, James chapter 3, verse 17.
Chapter 3, verse 17. "But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy."
Okay. The wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, than gentle. So we see that gentleness is a very important part of the fruit of the Spirit. And then there is kindness. We've got to learn not only to be gentle, but to be kind. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. And it's important that we know what the scripture says. You may say, "Well, why are you saying these things to me?" We are saying these things because you need to be able to know what the scriptures say. Colossians 3, 12 to 14.
And before we go there, I have one more scripture on gentleness, and that is 2 Timothy 2 and 24, and it reads, "And the servants of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach patience."
Amen. Amen. That's good. That's good. That's very good, because you must be gentle. You must not be frightened. And God wants us to understand that that gentleness is important, kindness is important, faithfulness is important, humility is important, and self-control is important. Those are parts of the fruit of the Spirit can be found in Galatians chapter 5. Verse 22 and 23. So I want you to go there and know what it is God is expecting of you. And then, of course, we have to look at the man's emotional needs. We have to recognize that there's a need for attention, approval, acceptance, affection, admiration, appreciation, affirmation, respect, and recognition. This evening, I want you to know that if your life is not showing these things, you need to get in a position where you can understand that God wants to make a change in your life. I want to pray with you that God will give you the courage and the strength to make a change in your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your Holy Spirit take full control of everyone who is listening and help them, Lord Jesus, to demonstrate the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, kindness, faithfulness, humility, self-control. Let them know, Lord Jesus, that you are the God of the impossible. Bless us, Lord, and bless those who are listening, that they may know that you are the God that makes changes and that you can change their lives if they so desire. Bless us in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. What an awesome and amazing message. And I pray that your heart has been truly blessed. And you have written these scriptures down and know the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, kindness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. Praise God. This is all the time that we do have for now. We thank you for coming in on our program, Come Together for Change. We pray that you will be blessed on this week. In my closing, do drop us a line. At Come Together for Change, P.O. Box 90553, that is in Henderson, Nevada, 89009. Or you could just simply email us at hwgministries@gmail.com. If you're in need of prayer, if you're in need of counseling, if you have any questions, please feel free to call Senior Chapter Elder Hudson W. Griffith at 702-454-5717. We get this number out every single week, and we're waiting for you to call. There are some people out here that wants prayer. Give us a call. We can pray for you. One thing I need to let you know, when my husband prays, his prayers are often answered, and some right away. So please give us a call, 702-454-5717. Thank you for coming on our program, Coming Together for Change. We hope that you will turn in with us next week, which will be Monday, February the 8th, 2016. Thank you so much. Know that you're next in line for an amazing blessing this week. Just look for it. God will do it. For you were created by Almighty God to live a blessed and fulfilled life. So at this time, we're signing off, but not for good. We will be praying for you this week. So give us a call. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us.